Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or whatever time it is where you are. This is Kim Mazel, and you're listening to my podcast, Young Hearts Run Free. This is series one, episode 8 of 8 episodes in the first series. Yay! So I kept to my target, which we're talking about beginnings, and we're in COVID-19, which is changing the dynamic of the world, re-engineering society, and we're doing all kind of things to try to figure out where the future lies, how job markets is going to look, how your life is going to look, how is the entertainment industry going to look, and several different things. So this is still like beginnings. I'll be starting a new series next, which I'm not sure what I'm going to call it, darling. But yes, so we're in the end of July, Leo season. Ooh, I am a Leo. I'm her. I'm that girl. Yes, you know it. So I think we were last just talking about different variations of using the internet as a mainstream market for getting things done. There are still some jobs where you are able to go to do business, but business, obviously, nor entertainment nor life will look ever again like what it looked like before. So I hope we all enjoyed the 20th century and a little bit of the 21st century, which was just inertia coming out the 20th century, because I believe they've been trying to kill this thing for a while, honey. And you know, a good crisis will really help them turn things around, which is what they're doing now. I wouldn't be surprised if robots would be walking down the street pretty soon looking like humans. Child, maybe they already amongst us. But anyway, not to get off, I don't know where that came from, but anyway, one of them strange movies I was watching at night, or some clip of something. Yeah, so anyway, I've been doing also a series on my Facebook and Instagram, Twitter pages, where I do performances, performing some of the demo material that I've recorded over the past in the music industry that failed to be released. So sort of some unreleased songs, which I thought were really spectacular, and I never understood why they weren't released, other than a lack of management. Because one thing I did learn from Luther Vandross, and I had the opportunity to meet him and to visit his home in Beverly Hills in the 90s, was that we do our music, Kim. You make your music, you make your records. And then from there, we've got to trust somebody to put it out and, you know, make it hit. So if it doesn't, it's not our fault, it's theirs. But we still at the same time suffer. So by the grace of God, 30 years later, I've got quite a lot of these demos, and they're in great shape. So the sound quality is excellent on them. I did preserve them and take them everywhere and look after them. So I've been doing a demo series performances. So go over to my Facebook page, my YouTube channel, my Instagram, my Twitter, and even my LinkedIn, and you'll be able to see some of the little concerts there. They're not very long, about 3 minutes each song, maybe four. And so that's been going well. Yeah, and I dress up too. You know, Diva loves to dress up. How are you guys doing out there? Are you getting dressed like sometimes, like how you would be going out to dinner? I think that's a good thing to do too, just to kind of deal with your mental health. If you were a girl that really liked her shoes and her lipstick and eyelashes, darling, put them on in your house. You know what I'm saying? Twirl around the living room. Give your husband a new girl every day, child. So that would be nice to do. My gosh, I can't believe it's like 4 months. They had opened up traveling up to Spain here from the UK. And now they've closed it. They've closed it as of today. Prime Minister Boris has said, nope, seeing little spikes over there. So people have come back just to find out they have to quarantine for 2 weeks, and they've not been happy about that. But I'm going to continue talking about that, because that's a really good point on part two. So thank you so much. This is Kim Mazel. Stay tuned for part two. Thank you. Hello, hi, and we're back for part two of series one, episode eight, Beginnings. We're just speaking about, and this is Kim Mizell, Young Hearts Run Free, and we were just speaking about some of the travel bans that's just come up today here in the UK, while some of the holiday makers were out in Ibiza and quite a lot of places we like to go in Spain. That's quite easy for us to go to. The announcement was made today that they're not allowing flights to Spain anymore, like Barcelona or any parts of Europe. They just cut it as of today. And when the holiday makers return to the UK, they'll have to do 2 weeks quarantine. Quite a lot of people were not happy with that because people obviously were planning trips to, you know, Ibiza to try to get some sunshine and, you know, listen to the music. And also on the report was that, you know, the island is going to lose a lot of money and people are already starting food drives. They had no cases on the island because they cut that island off straight away. So I was just looking at that and, I figure that the British government figure, since they've given all this stimulus money away, why should they let that money go on holidays across the pond to Spain and be spent over there? Oh, maybe that's not just all that there is to it, but yeah, I get it. I'm still on lockdown, but like I said, I'm finding alternative things to do. Just really working on my website, so you can visit officialkimmizell.com and support me, please, by buying a piece of memorabilia, something like that. I've got Young Hearts Run Free bracelets on there, some CDs, some limited edition 12-inch singles that are no longer available, and I will autograph them and post them out to you. So I'm finding alternative things to do. I was trying to think of putting together like some type of course online, but that is just so much. How many of you guys think that is so much? Yeah, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that. I've tried and I just it just overwhelms me, so I don't make it all the way through. But yeah, so flights are being canceled to different places, to America. So you're probably going to have to just do your holidays wherever you are. Do a road trip. If you're in the 50 states, my gosh, what a great opportunity to cross the 50 states. I think it's a good time. I don't know as far as safety is concerned, if you can get in your little RV and drive on out to the Wild Blue Yonder, that would be great. And even in the UK and stuff too, if you got a Winnebago, is that what they call it here? And just travel out, do a road trip, something like that for your holiday. However, it's been really cold here. It's been so cold, back to like fall temperatures. So I've had some of my allergies play up on me. So I've just been in the house really tidying up life and work and doing exercises. But I get quite a lot of the allergies, and that's really not good. So I'm hoping that our temperatures will improve. This is Leo season. How many Leos we got out there? So I'm a Leo as well. My birthday is August the 10th. So I'll be celebrating my birthday in the UK. Yes. See, they don't need a tracer on me. I'm telling you all my business. but I'm looking forward to that. I've got some friends that I'm talking to. Perhaps we can get together, have a cocktail, social distancing, and small numbers of people, because it's essential. I think I'll get super depressed if I don't get to celebrate my birthday. And that's kind of another thing that I have to deal with, is depression. I suffer with that. I've suffered with it for a long time. I never talk about it. And I just mentioned it. But yeah, so that's something I'll need to be able to celebrate, that just to keep me quite calm. But on an upbeat, listen to some music, listen to some house music. And on my next series, I'm not sure what the topic is going to be, but I think I'm going to add some music into it. And I've been offered to work with some radio stations. But this is Kim Mizell.